The first expectation is that the election will be peaceful and that of Kenya will have an opportunity to freely elect leaders of their choice and that the country can consolidate the gains that has been achieved in the last few years following the last elections that ended up with serious post-election violence, namely, you know, a very forward-looking constitution and the major reforms that would now make the country ready to embark on development.
With the AU observers, poll observers dispersed all across the country, what is the feedback that they're talking about preparations ahead of the poll?
Yeah, I think generally the observers, they're valid opinions, but generally there is concurrence that the country is now ready for elections. Campaigns have been quite intensive, but very peaceful. And the state organs and the electoral board all indicate that they are ready. And so, you know, now it is just waiting for the electors themselves to express themselves.
What will you say has been the reactions of Kenyans or prospective Kenyan voters following reports of some hot spots of rising tension ahead of the poll, and how prepared are the security agencies to arrest this situation before it gets out of hand Monday?
The head of police service did announce yesterday that security has been enhanced. With a total of 99,000 security officers being deployed throughout the country. And we have also seen quite the citizens themselves engaged in peaceful processes of prayers and also reconciling various communities, all aimed at getting the people to realize that, you know, there will be a country after the elections, and that the people should be able to conduct themselves in a manner that they can get on with life after the elections, and that the election is not the end of life, but an event and a process that should come and go, but leave the country still intact. And I think this call by many Kenyans and many leaders, we hope, will anchor and will hold the day.
What would be the AU's message to prospective Kenyan voters who will go to the polls Monday? And with all the meetings that you've held with some of these stakeholders, what sense did you get from them?
Well, I think the voter has an opportunity now to express themselves. And it is really an opportunity that as voters should not take lightly. They should go out and elect a leader of their own choice and return to their homes and wait for the results. And hopefully when the results are announced, the victor and the losers can join hands to move forward. And in the process also, the electoral commission to do everything within their power to ensure that those that wish to express their constitutional right have the opportunity to do so, and that no one should not, you know, be left out that wants to vote, and that at the end of the day, the country will be much strong, and I think it will be a victory not just for Kenya but for Africa, and I think even for the rest of the world, because when we have peace, when we have progress, when we have democracy being institutionalized, I think it's something that we all celebrate.